This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah wahdah, wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dah, ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu, wa la ummata ba'da ummatihi, wa la kitaba ba'da kitabih, wa la shari'ata ba'da shari'atih. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونبئهم عن ضيف إبراهيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليكرم ضيفه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Respected elders and brothers, we are in our life faced with different situations. And in all those situations, Islam, which is a complete way of life, gives us guidelines. One such situation that you and I many a times are faced with is, we are sometimes guests of people and sometimes we are hosts of people. And Islam has taught us that we are supposed to show respect to our guest. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil aakhir, fal yukrim dhaifa. He who believes in Allah and the Day of Judgment, he must show respect to his guest. And he must entertain and show respect and give consideration to his mihman and to his guest. In fact, we learn from the hadith and from our teachings that blessings is brought forth into the homes because of guests coming into the homes. There are many such indications from the hadith that the guest, he comes with his own risk and he goes away giving you blessings. And therefore Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, eat together, for eating together there is blessings. And he said that the food for two people is sufficient for three people. And the food for three people is sufficient for four people. There are certain villages that eight people eat, one person eat. That's a different matter. Nevertheless, two people's food is enough for three. Three is enough for four, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam even told the Sahaba, when you make gravy, put more water in the gravy. Why? Because you can feed the people in your neighborhood. Subhanallah. So this is the aspect that Islam has taught us to entertain people, to host people, to have mehman and to have guests in our homes. Zindagi mein hame mukhtalif halat se guzarna padta hai, jinka talimat shariat ne hame faraham ki hai. Unme se ek mezbani aur mehmandari hai. Kabhi hum mehman hote hai, kabhi mehman nawaz. Jo bhi Allah aur akhirat par iman lata hai, hadith mein hai, usse chahiye ke wo mehman ki izzat kare. حدیث کے مطابق یہ خصوصیت بندہ کے ایمان کے ساتھ منسلک ہے. To feed your guest is part of iman. من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر, he who believes in Allah and the Day of Judgment, he will respect his guest. جو گھر مہمان نوازی کرے اور کھانا کھلائے اسے اس گھر میں اللہ تعالیٰ برکت بھیجتے ہیں. Now when we as Muslims invite people and we host people, we should do it as an act of devotion in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our Islam and Iman plays an important role. Look at the hadith which I have narrated. He who believes in Allah and His Rasul, he will entertain his guests. We don't do mehman nawazi or we don't entertain people or we give people dawat merely for a social obligation. There is permissibility. I'm not saying there is not permissibility to do so because of a social obligation. You know a friend that has come from overseas, so you are inviting him, nothing wrong. But beyond that, when we host people, we do so because it is Islam's teachings. And it is a means, it is not only we do it for a social obligation of furthering our network or have a business lunch or business supper for the sake of networking. When we do so because it is the ta'lim and it is the teachings of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is a spiritual act which exemplifies qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, there are five rights that you owe upon your brother. There are five rights that you owe upon your brother. Part of that right is, when he makes you salam, you must return the salam. When he dies, then you go to his janazah. When he sneezes and says alhamdulillah, you say yarhamukallah. And when he gives you da'wat, then you accept the da'wat. Yeah? When he gives you da'wat, you accept the da'wat. Now I'm not saying anything, alhamdulillah, the qurbani meat is also still fresh. I'm just reminding you people, alhamdulillah, wo qurbani ke gosht bhi abhi tak taza hai. Main aise hi keh raha hu, aise kuch. So anyway, this is an aspect that when someone gives you da'wat, it is part of a Muslim's right that you accept that da'wat. Now, this aspect, now look at this beautiful, Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran, in the ayat which I have recited, Allah Ta'ala makes mention of the guests. وَنَبِّئْهُمْ عَنْ ضَيْفِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ O Nabi of Allah, tell them about the guest of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Tell them about the guest of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And what were the guests of Ibrahim alayhi salam? They came in the form of human beings, but they were angels. But because they came in the form of human beings, what did Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam do? وَلَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ بِالْبُشْرَى قَالُوا سَلَامًا When the guests came, they made salam. I will come to that when the guests, what is the responsibility of the guests? I will make mention of it. قَالَ سَلَامٌ فَمَا لَبِثَ عَنْ جَاءَ بِإِجْلٍ حَنِيذٍ He said salam and he didn't delay in presenting before them a roasted calf. So when the mehman comes, then you entertain him. Right? The mehman comes, the visitor comes, you entertain him. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, without them asking, he presented before them meals. And what a beautiful meal. He presented before them a fattened calf and he put it in a roasted calf in front of them. Nowadays, many a times it so happens that when people come, then we normally, we try to say, I'm sure you won't eat, you must have eaten and come. No. Before the guests, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam put forward the meals. Now that is an aspect that we are supposed to do. Now in the days that were gone by, guests were seen as a bounty for which the host was ever grateful. He used to look upon it as a ni'mat of Almighty Allah that I have got guests that have come. There were people who when they many for many days when there was no guests in the house, they used to get perturbed that Allah Ta'ala is depriving me of blessings. I mean, many a times we grew up in country towns. Now it was a norm in the country town that if a person who is out of town comes for Zuhr Salat in the masjid, I don't think any country town would have allowed that particular guest, a person who was a stranger, to go away from there without having meals with someone from the locality. It was a norm. I do not know in today's time whether that exists or not. You know, it is something that we need to bring about. Because when we look at what the Sharia tells us, it is part and parcel of what it is, the qualities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And together with that, together with giving da'wat and bringing people into your homes because it's a means of blessings, it's a means of goodness. You know, the aspect of feeding people is such a great act. Allah ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُّ الْيَتِيمِ وَلَا يَحُذُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ Have you seen those who deny religion? Kya aap logon ne aise logon ko dekha jo deen ko nahi mante, who don't believe in deen, who reject deen. Now you and I will say, who are those people? Perhaps it is people who don't read salat. It is people who don't give zakat. What Allah Ta'ala says? فَذَلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُّ الْيَتِيمِ وَلَا يَحُذُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ There are people who repel the orphans. They repel the orphans, yateem ke upar meherban nahi hote hain aur yateemon ke upar zulm karte hain, and they don't encourage the feeding of the poor aur gareebon ko khana nahi khilate. Abdullah ibn Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that he heard about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a prominent I think it was Abdullah ibn Salam or Salman al-Farsi, one of the two. When they came, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam came from Makkah to Medina, they came to meet Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam because they had heard about Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They wanted to accept Islam. And they said, let's go and see what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says. And the first words Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said when he came to Medina, Ya ayyuhan nas, afshu salam, wa atimu ta'am, wa silu al-arham, wa sallu bil-layli wa nasu niyam, tadkhulu al-jannata bis-salam. O people, spread the salam amongst you. Salam ko aam karo. Aur logo ko khana khilao. Logon ko khana khilao, feed people, and be good to your relatives, and read Salat in the early hours of the morning when people are sleeping, you will go into Jannah. Allah in the Holy Quran in Surah Muddathir says, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ. The people of Jahannam will be asked, why are you in Jahannam? قَالُوا لَمْ نَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُسَلِّينَ وَلَمْ نَكُمْ نُطْعِمُ الْمِسْكِينَ. We did not read Salat. ہم Salat نہیں پڑھتے تھے, اس لئے Jahannam میں ہے, اور ہم نے لوگوں کو کھانا نہیں کھلایا, غریبوں کو کھانا نہیں کھلایا. We didn't feed the poor people. Statistics says that every day, this is a recent statistics, 870 million people go to sleep hungry. Every day, 870 million, 870 lakh log, har roz, bhuke jaakar jo hai wo sote hain. 870 million people go to sleep hungry. And when you look at what the encouragement of feeding the poor is, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, the best of charities is to feed a hungry person. The best of charities is to feed a hungry person. We as Muslims, and this is our type of teachings, we should be in the forefront with regard to it. Then together with that, there are certain types of etiquettes. Not only the importance, there are etiquettes that Islam has taught us with regard to being a host and to be a guest. One of the etiquettes with regard to being a host is to be considerate and respect your guest. Also, you know, understand the nature and the temperament of your guest. Be considerate and understand the temperament of your guest and deal with him accordingly. We make mention of this beautiful incident that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was one day sitting in his house and he was sitting informally. I made mention of it in various occasions. Here it is apt on this particular occasion. Know the temperament of your guest. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting informally. His lungi was lifted up slightly up towards the knees, right? And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting, and Abu Bakr came in, one came to visit. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat in the same way. Umar came to visit, he sat in the same way. The door knocked on the third time. Who is it? Uthman. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam got up, put his kurta right, put his lungi right, put his lungi down, and then he welcomed Uthman. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala witnessed this, that Ya Rasulullah, Abu Bakr came, Umar came, you sat like that, Uthman came, you sat differently. You put your kurta right, you put your lungi down. Ya Rasulullah, why is it? Why shouldn't I show modesty to a person even the angels show modesty to? He knew his temperament. He dealt with his temperament. When someone comes in as your guest and he's got certain etiquettes, he's got certain temperament, don't complain. Deal with him according to that. This is a sunnah of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when particular guests come, be open. You know, don't deliberately lie to turn away visitors. Tell the child, my father say he's not here. You know, all the famous one that we have made mention. Now, just bear in mind the beauty of Islam. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, when a person comes in, he is supposed to take permission for you to enter. وَإِنْ قِيلَ لَكُمْ وَرْجِعُوا فَرْجِعُوا أَزْكَى لَكُمْ. If someone comes to you and seek permission to enter, and you tell him, "By, I would love to have you, but I'm just about to go out now. I'm just about to go out. Or I'm in a situation that I'm sitting with my family discussing something, I can't accommodate you. Farji'u, go back, it is better for you." The person of the house has got the right to tell a visitor that normally I'd like to visit, I would like you to come. I got certain taqaza, I got certain needs, I can't accommodate you now, come at another time. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran says this. Don't lie to be able to get away from visitors, rather be upfront and be communicate. These are the examples that Allah Ta'ala told, take into account. And part of this is, encourage your guests to eat, but do not push them to eat, do not insist or force them to eat. This is also one of the things. Look at that ayat which I have recited. When Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's guest came, he presented in front of them a fattened and a roasted calf. Right? فَمَا لَبِثَ فَلَمَّا رَأَى أَيْدِيَهُمْ لَا تَسِلُوا إِلَيْهِ نَكِرَهُمْ وَأَوْجَسَ مِنْهُمْ خِيفَةً. So then when he saw, they were angels, they couldn't eat our food, so they didn't eat. So he started feeling disappointed. He said, why are you not eating? So when the guest doesn't eat, it is part of the host's responsibility. Why are you not eating? Can I prepare something else which is according to your liking? Right? But do not force him. Sometimes the people force that person so much to eat, And then remember, you know, he might just throw up and spoil your entire, you know, sofa. B, there's a hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, subhanAllah. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one day gave Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu milk to drink. And when he gave him to drink, he gave him, Abu Huraira, you said you were very hungry. Drink, oh Abu Huraira. Abu Huraira drank, and he drank. And then Abu Huraira said, oh Nabi of Allah, by the one who sent you with the truth, I have no more room for any more now. I have had enough. I have drank enough. So you can encourage people to eat, which is a good thing, but do not force or impose upon them, which goes beyond them. Take into consideration the situation with regard to your guest. Sometimes, for example, he might be, you know, having paresi, or he might not be able to eat certain foods. Understand, don't insist upon him that he must eat that. So while you are being considerate, do not impose aspects. And when, for example, when we do give arm invitation, when we do give general type of invitations, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has warned us. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Bitsal walima." The worst of walimas is that where you invite the rich and you leave around the poor. The worst of walima is you only invite the rich and the wealthy and you leave behind the poor. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said it is the worst of walima. We should never ever get into that situation. We only want a certain class of people to come to our functions. Aliyadu billah. Huh? Those are not the type of things that Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us. Then Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us, respect our guest, even if, for example, he's your enemy. One day, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, a person came, and Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, oh Aisha, this person has done such and such a thing. He speaks bad about Islam. He speaks bad about me. And he abuses me. And when he came, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam treated him with respect. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam treated him like a guest. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did everything what was, associated, what was expected of a host. And when he went away, Hazrat Aisha said, Ya Rasulullah, Hazrat Aisha's questions were also ajeeb. How many things we learned? Ya Rasulullah, you just said when he came that this person speaks bad about Islam and the Muslims. And when he came, you showed him so much of, respect. Oh Aisha, the worst of people are those, in the eyes of Allah, that people stay away from them because of their vulgarity. The worst of people are those that people don't like to go and visit, that this guy will abuse me. The worst of people are those. Oh Aisha, he came to me as a guest. I must show him, sure, certain types of... So even if a person is your enemy, when he comes into your home, then you are duty-bound to show some form of respect to him. Take away the bitterness, whatever the bitterness is, you can keep that issues, but when he comes to your home, show him respect. Then together with that, just as there are etiquettes with regard to the host, there are also etiquettes with regard to the guest. He's also supposed to do so. Mehman ko bhi chahiye ke mezban ko takleef na ponchaye. He never ever gives inconvenience with regard to the host. It is guna to give, even if you are a guest, that you must give inconvenience to your host. For example, amongst the thing is, give your host an accurate and estimate time of your arrival. If you are, for example, coming, at least inform the person you are coming. Now, there are situations sometimes that you can visit someone spontaneously. I'm not saying it's wrong. Sometimes a person is sick, you are passing by his house, you say, please, I would like to come and see you. Right? So there's nothing wrong with it. But if you are going to be coming to a person expecting to be, treated well, expected to have meals, expected to stay at a person's place, then it is etiquette that you inform the person what you are doing. That is the right way with regard to doing it. And if, for example, you are running late, then you also tell him. I mean, it is right that you tell a person, I'm coming after Zohar, and you come at 4 o'clock and you said, technically it is still after Zohar, it's still not Asr time. I mean, after all, you have given him taklif with regard to that 1-2 hours that he is waiting for you. He could have done something else. So part of the etiquette of the guest is to be able to tell people with regard to when is he coming, to inform his host with regard to his accurate time of arrival. And if he is late, because of some reason, he informs the host accordingly and he must stick to his appointment. Then Islam is also taught when he comes, he must initiate with salam. لا تدخلوا بيوتا غير بيوتكم حتى تستأنسوا وتسلموا على أهلها. When a person comes to another person's home, he first seeks permission and he makes salam to the people. That is what Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran has told us. One day a person came in the gathering of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the room of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, without seeking permission and without making salam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, go out. That Nabi of Allah who was Rahmatul Lil Alameen, to teach him a lesson said, go out and seek permission and then come. And then Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the right way of seeking permission when you come into another person's house is, Assalamu Alaikum. It is so and so, I wish to come in. One day a person came in and he knocked at the door of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, who is it? He said, me. He said, me. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, me, who is me? How am I supposed to know who is me? Introduce yourself with your name, unless you are shy of your name. Introduce yourself with regard to your name. Know the customs of your host. If, for example, you come in, he is a person, if you are sleeping over someone and he's a person who gets up early and he wants to go away early, then you respect the customs of the person who is your host. You change yourself accordingly. You make arrangements accordingly with regard to that. You know, so respect the customs of your host. Be considerate with regard to your host. Be considerate. And one of the things that we have to make mention is, unless something is an open display that you could see or you could comment on, don't go about snooping into the houses of people, even if you are a guest. Who gave you the right to go and open someone's cupboard? Or who gives you the right to go and open someone's drawer without permission? One day a person, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if a person looks into the house of another person without permission, and this person out of anger throws a stone at him, and he injures his eye. Normally, if you injure someone, there is retaliation. You have to go to, Islam says, either he can give you the same form of how much you have given him, he can give you back, retaliate, or he can ask a certain sum of money, all right, as a diyat, whatever it is. But in this instance, if you are snooping and you are looking into the house of someone without permission and he throws you with a stone, he doesn't have to give you anything. Sit at a place and sit in a way that you don't snoop into the houses of people or look in. For example, there are people who are in parda, who are modestly dressed. Don't sit and go and gaze and stare over that. It is against etiquette. Some of the aspects is, do not overstay. Do not overstay. They say visitors always give pleasure, some by arrival, some by departure. Visitors always give pleasure. It was Benjamin Franklin who says, fish and visitors stink after 3 days. So that, or Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said in a hadith, that when a visitor comes to you, for one day you give him the best. One day you go out of the norm. And within 3 days, between one day and 3 days, you give him what you eat. The first day, the best. Between 2 and 3, you give him what you eat. After 3 days, you are not obliged. Whatever. If you give him after 3 days, it is your charity. You are not bound after 3 days. Look at the beauty of our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When you are eating at someone's place, and let me conclude, there are many aspects that was there, but I will just conclude with this. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said that on part of it is when you eat at someone's place, then learn to make dua for them. أَكَلَ تَعَامُكُمُ الْأَبْرَارُ وَسَلَّتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ Allahumma aftara indakum wassa'imun. That is a beautiful dua to read when someone has hosted you. You make dua for him. May it always be that the people who have roza, they break roza at your dastarkhan, at your table. May the pious people eat at your home. Subhanallah. And may Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and barakah be upon you. Allahumma barik lahum fima razaqtahum waghfir lahum warhamhum. Oh Allah, bless the people who have fed us. Oh Allah, forgive them. Oh Allah, have mercy upon them. Allahumma at'im man atamani wasqi man saqani. Oh Allah, give them food to eat who have given me food to eat. Give them to drink who have given me to drink. But these are the etiquettes that Islam has taught us. So in this today's Jummah, I felt that we should talk about something that normally we are normally faced with, but many a times we don't know the importance and the etiquettes. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq of understanding and making amal.